mining companies are scrambling to come up with a coordinated response to last month's tailings spill in Brazil. That failure will likely turn out to be the deadliest in more than 50 years. But it's far from an isolated incident. Bloomberg's Laura Milan joins me from Santiago. Laura, thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
One of the things that's very worrying about this story is the fact that the data itself is very patchy.
That's right. So at the moment, the information that we have comes from academics, from industry organizations, from the companies themselves, but we've got no comprehensive register of mine dams or of dam failures. So the most comprehensive one that we were able to access lists 9 out of 50 incidents in the last decade as security code 1. So this means they either killed people or spilled more than 1 million cubic meters of waste. And what's more important is that these incidents, these accidents, could become more common as climate change starts to impact the environment and more rain falls into mining areas such as the ones that we've seen in Brazil.
And one of the factors that plays a role is the type of tailings storage. So the type that is broadly considered the least safe, also no surprise, happens to be the cheapest. You're based in Chile, which has really been ahead of the world in banning this design, upstream dams.
That's right. So upstream dams have been effectively banned in Chile since the 70s. So that follows a series of accidents in the country. Just as a reminder, Chile is really prone to earthquakes. So we've got earthquakes happening almost every day, mild ones or heavy ones. And in the 70s and before that, this led to a series of accidents. So that's why Chile really heavily regulates mining waste. And that includes the safety distance between places where the waste is stored and urban centers to avoid deadly spills. Another country that also bans upstream dams is Peru. And then last week we saw Brazilian authorities saying they would ban them as well, and they're giving the companies until February 2021 to decommission upstream dams.
And that has got to be, I would think, a big concern potentially for the global mining industry, that other governments follow suit and also ban this type of tailings dam, because they are pretty ubiquitous, and this is an industry which has been largely self-policing.
That's absolutely right. So upstream dams are quite common in some of the world's largest or most important mining countries, such as Australia and Russia. So if other governments followed, this would definitely have big implications for the iron ore market, but also for copper and for other minerals that need this sort of storage. What we might be seeing is the industry trying to get ahead of governments and self-regulating, self-policing again, and improving the way they do it. So we're expecting some sort of announcement of coordinated response in a meeting next week of mining CEOs in Miami.
Laura, thank you very much. That's what we're watching this week in Commodities. In Toronto, I'm Danielle Bokov.